Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Public Information Officer. I'm here with the Chief today.
Good afternoon.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us and the, well, and we got Scott here, ably supporting us with all the technological advancements that are the keeping the beacon.
That is KSJE. These awesome little flyers that they have.
Yeah, well, there, I'm holding it up for you. Maybe the guy's eating bacon.
Beekeeping. They're pretty amazing.
They're pretty amazing. Yes. So this isn't Scott. Now Scott's in the beekeeping thing where he's got all his bees.
He is. See, I didn't notice that was you, Scott. Yeah.
But Scott's not. He's not Scott. The bacon eater. It's the other Scott. It's the other Scott. This guy loves bacon. So yeah, if you want to donate, he's got some catchy little glitzy. The bees are just terrible though. I mean that he actually terrible, looks pained. Yes. And scared.
Thank you.
But remember KSJE in your donations. They're a great radio station. They host us here. We put up with Scott's antics, but it's still a great radio station. So
I feel like it's the other way around.
Really?
I feel like Scott puts up with our antics.
Well, we're the guests.
Maybe when Georgette was here, it was a little more smooth.
Well, we're just winging it here.
Okay.
So we want to give a shout out to Candace. Candace is our administrative aide back in at the police chief's little office, and she's doing a great job. She is slugging away up there all by herself, and I told her I'd give her a shout-out, so shout-out to Candace.
Candace is great. We had Carlsbad Police Department was visiting with us yesterday, and I think she helped them a lot with...
She did.
We were looking at our software and our reporting systems, and she really was a big help to them.
Nope, Candace
is amazing.
She's amazing. Sometimes she's amazing, but she's amazing. So, a little different accent there.
Well, you know.
So we've had a busy couple of weeks as we rounded out with Connie Mack, and we're nearing the end of the summer. Kids are back in school now, and so we've been out to we had a busy week. We've been out to serve lunch like we do usually.
Yeah.
And this was your first experience doing that.
It was, and it was such a busy week. I only made it to one school, but I got lots of pictures, and it was just really awesome because the kids really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. They had lots of questions and really loved seeing the officers there and talking to you guys.
Were I surprised to see the officers there?
But, yes.
as they're coming to get their lunch. But we've done this now. That's the third year in a row. For a couple of years we did crossing guard duty. But we get a better chance to interact with the kids. You know, when we're doing that, we pass out stickers and answer questions, like you said. And it's a good chance to go. So I had never been to Bluffview Elementary since I've been here. And that was a great school. You get a chance to work with some of the staff that are serving the kids that are hardworking, and they do this every day. We show up and do it for a couple of days, and, you know, we're rock stars, and we leave.
Right.
But they're there every day doing it. Yeah. So I will say I learned chocolate milk is overwhelmingly the favorite as opposed to just regular milk.
Yes, chocolate milk. I have little ones, and that's a life source.
So if you ever doubted it, I passed out a lot of chocolate milk and not a lot of regular milk.
That's very true. And a lot of having to remind them to get a fruit or vegetable.
A lot of that.
That was my cute little plug when I posted our first video. We've got another video of the kind of the rest of the pictures that we've taken from different schools going live today. But the first one, I made sure to let everyone know that we made sure kids got their vegetables.
Yes, well, and whether they ate them or not, we're not really sure. But they did take them.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed doing that. We appreciate Gene Schmidt and the school district hosting us and letting us come in there and mix with the kids. We also had County Mac wrap up. It was really another successful year there. There were no incidents again, which in this day and age is something we shouldn't take for granted, but we almost kind of do. We've had lots of success in just running a great baseball tournament that people have fun at, and we haven't had any problems at. So, you know, I was pleased with that, too.
Yeah, and that is always kind of remarkable. Like you said, we don't really ever talk about it, but that everyone is responsible and respectful and patient with traffic and, you know, just stuff like that, and no incidents.
No. And, you know, we wind up with a lot of officers and other support staff, animal control officers, CSOs, that are out there to make sure it goes smoothly, but really beyond traffic control, that's predominantly what we're doing. You know, we walk around and make sure that things go well, but things went well again this year. So I'm actually proud of Farmington for that, because not every community gets through their big events without some problem, and we do not have those. So
that is really great.
And then, unfortunately, we did have a problem last week that we dealt with, and was a long one. So we had about an 11-hour SWAT standoff right in the center of town.
Yeah.
Nicole was out there for the longest while until that thing finally wrapped up. We were hopeful it was going to go off well, but we were concerned. 11 hours is a long time.
It is a really long time, and really all of the community was really great about, you know, taking our updates seriously and, mm-hmm. you know, encouraging people to stay out of the area and understanding that it was for safety reasons, not just because we want them out of there. Mm-hmm. You know, they were really understanding and really cooperative. And again, we appreciate our community. And the officers were amazing. They were out there. All those officers were out there for 11 hours.
Cooking in the sun for a significant part of it.
Yeah, with all their gear on. And
so coming from Anchorage, you know, we would have liked all the jackets and the extra body armor and things like that. It actually helped keep you warm.
Yeah, right.
So I was never really opposed to that. But here we have a little different, you know, it was in the mid-90s for most of the time that our officers were deployed out there. And a large part of that is, you know, we're waiting. We're waiting for various things. We're waiting for search warrants to be written. We're trying to establish some sort of negotiation, some sort of contact with the individual, which we weren't successful in doing in this case. And then, you know, eventually we try and ramp things up to see if we can spark some communication to, you know, that he knows we're not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this all started over a domestic, which is an extremely combustible call for law enforcement. And it followed just a few days after Philadelphia had six officers shot in the course of a standoff of similar type. So, you know, there was, a lot of bad things that could have gone on with that. We were pleased with how that went. And like you said, you know, I appreciated not just the citizens who were directly involved and were inconvenienced, and they certainly were, but we had businesses that were helping us. We had the public that was following and was staying out of the area and really was supportive of what law enforcement was doing. We did the best that we could to make it as fast as we could, but fast really isn't the goal there. Safe is the goal there, and we were able to accomplish that.
Yeah, no, that's your video at the end where you talked about we're just trying to do it everything as safely as possible for the suspect, for our officers, for the surrounding neighbors. So that was great that it did turn out the way it did, that everyone was safe. No one was injured.
So NFL season's coming up, you know, which is always good news. I want to give a shout out to Nicole, however, because Nicole's playing injured today. You know, and the NFL, you can't make the club in the tub, and it's the same thing here for FPD. So Nicole has a personal crisis going on with her water heater leaking all over her house, but she shrugged that off because why? It's game time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. That's
This is where we belong. So she put a splinter on it, and she is here with us, just like any great Green Bay Packer team that you've watched through the years. Nicole is living that, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
A little shout out to Nicole.
Oh well, thanks. No, minor crisis when you're. Water heater is leaking so bad. It's in the garage and it leaks into the house. It was a little concerning. But I left my better half there taking care of it with the plumbers, and it'll get fixed, I'm sure.
There it is. But that's not easy. Not everyone would answer the bell, you know, so you did.
Could have called it in, left you here by yourself.
Oh, you could have, yep.
Just to ramble.
And I mean, would you have been cut next week? Well, maybe. I mean, you got it. You're right. I mean, we don't know these things. They're up in the air still.
Yeah.
But you're here. And, you know, honestly, it does my heart good. It's symptomatic of who we are as an agency and who we are as a football franchise in Green Bay. So thank you.
And we'll
move on to another topic.
I do
want to
talk about these nails are not Green Bay nails.
They are Green Bay nails.
They're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present them for your consideration.
Not Green Bay nails.
They're almost little G's in there.
They're Southwest. They're turquoise. They're not green.
I'm so proud of her. Honestly, I'm starting to get almost misty-eyed. I'll miss it when she finally does get off probation 453 days from now, because then all these little drama things will stop. But for right now, I'm going to live with it.
You're gonna enjoy it?
It's wonderful.
Oh.
So we've kind of caught up to where we are, but mm-hmm. we've got a bunch of events coming up here, some of which you're finding in your first couple of months here. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I could be pretty busy doing all this stuff.
Yeah, and I've got lots of lists on my whiteboard of things I've got to do. But kind of the first one that's happening right now is Special Olympics. So we have officers out there helping with that. And mm-hmm. we're going to have a raffle to help support our local athletes and the state. And so that's coming up soon that our two of our lieutenants and our sergeant have been working on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a flyer yet for them. They're probably upset that I don't have a flyer yet.
I think they're talking about it today. But I was out at Civitan Park this morning. They're doing their golf started, and the athletes were look like they're, and it's a beautiful day again, and the temperature's a little cooler than they're going to be, and the athletes look like they're having a good time. So Special Olympics is something Farmington PD has supported long before my arrival here, and it's a great charity, and there's lots of great kids that benefit because of it. So we will have a flyer out. There is a raffle mm-hmm. with, and I actually did get a chance to look at the prizes on there. It looked like we've got some great prizes. So Lieutenants Byers and Leno are doing a great job with that.
Yeah, they are. And Sergeant Sproul is helping him as well, and he's going to be on vertical radio. Sorry, Scott. Plug another radio station on Monday, talking about it as well. So it's exciting. They've got really great prizes. So I'm excited to see how much money they raise for Special Olympics.
Yeah, it's great. And we've got our women's conference, which is coming up in the middle of September.
Yep, the 18th and 19th.
And we have some great speakers. This is a conference for women in law enforcement, and that's both civilian and sworn. This will be our third year of running this, and women in law enforcement is still not a novelty because they've been around for a while, but they're still a distinct minority. Nationwide, women make up about 14% of sworn ranks, higher in the civilian ranks. But this is a conference that talks about what it is to have the experience of being with them as they enter a male-dominated profession that is changing. And so Farmington PD, if you've seen our officers out and about, we've hired many great officers, both male and female, and you see them out on our streets today, I think, in higher numbers than traditionally we've seen. Given the challenges that law enforcement has recruiting, from a different group like women, and then B, supporting them in that so that we retain them is an important thing. And in this conference, I don't know if you've been to it before, Nicole, but
I taught at the first one.
You did.
As a dispatcher. I taught, you guys had broken it into like a civilian track and a sworn track.
Yes.
So I taught in the civilian track, but I have not actually attended it as a attendee. So I'm really excited. This time I attended.
Great speakers. The first 2 years we had female officers that were, faced life and death gun battles and were badly injured and their road to recovery. And I think we've got another one of a similar vein here with some amazing stories when you hear it. I was fortunate in my career, and now as a chief, the biggest thing I face is probably my feelings getting hurt by Scott. Or a hangnail. I face those challenges. But
it's a toss-up.
But our officers face, real threats. Mm-hmm. And, like we saw in Philadelphia where, we had six officers shot in one incident. So these are great conferences, I think, to give officers, some window into what might happen and how do you come through that, which isn't easy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited for the speakers. Every time I share the bio on the Facebook page or anything like that, or their their kind of class description. I get super excited every time because it looks really great. One of the speakers, Dr. Kimberly Miller, I actually saw her at a dispatch conference.
Really?
And I watched, you know, she taught several different classes and I went to every one. So I'm really excited to see her talk about law enforcement instead of dispatching and hear what she has to say. I think she's done more research with officers. So. It'll be really great. I'm really excited about it.
So I just got back a week and a half ago or so from Charlottesville, Virginia. I was out there with an FBI training course. It was a two-week deal, 1 week in April, 1 week in August. And we got to tour the Thomas Jefferson's home, Monticello. We also got kind of a walking tour of the Charlottesville protest from 2017, which did not go well and ended in the death of one citizen and injuries to several others. So it was a chance for police leaders to kind of look at what went right and what went wrong in it. But we also had a chance to hear from some different instructors, and some were great instructors, and I really enjoyed, and some, and Simon Sinek was one of the instructors.
Simon's my favorite person.
Oh, that's right. Simon is one of Nicole's favorite people.
I've read all his books, and I watch every podcast, every Instagram and Facebook Live he does, and anytime I can find a video that's him speaking somewhere, I watch it. I really love all of his theories and I love his why.
So he writes about, he writes mostly science fiction stuff.
If leadership in public safety in general is science fiction.
That's right.
Maybe
he does write about leadership. He does write about leadership. So we've had kind of a running battle because not only does she love Thomas Jefferson, which is great, and you got some coffee and you got a mug from...
I did. The chief was so wonderful and brought me Thomas Jefferson coffee. It tastes like freedom and a mug.
But I knew that going in, that she liked that. I don't think she knew, and I don't know that I had looked, but I think I did know Simon was going to speak, so we hadn't talked about that. But then when she found out Simon was out there, she was bitterly jealous. And so we've actually even talked about maybe having Simon come out here. Maybe he could speak at one of our conferences or something here.
That would be amazing.
If you haven't heard of him, join the club. But
if you haven't heard of him, look him up.
It's Simon, S-I-M-O-N, and Sinek.
S-I-N-E-K.
And he's written several books. One of them is Start With Why, which is a good book. I have read that. They gave us his, I don't know if it's his latest book, but he gave us one of his more famous books, Leaders Eat Last. I didn't used to subscribe to that, but the last year I've been on a diet, and so I kind of do subscribe to that theory now. So that's my diet.
Leaders Eat Last comes from military, and I think specifically the Marines, that their command staff eat last in line because they want their troops to be well fed and taken care of. And that's kind of Simon's whole deal is, you know, if you make your people feel safe and facilitate their success and put that as your number one thing, they'll take care of your customers. They'll take care of, you know, if you take care of them, they'll take care of everything else. And so if what you're worrying about is your people and making sure that they're happy and they feel secure in their job, then they'll take care of everything else for you. It's a great way to...
If you have heard of him, well, you know, he's on TED Talks, and he does have a bunch of YouTube videos that you can see him on. And, of course, you can just Google him through Amazon and buy his books. Of course, you don't want to go to Amazon. You maybe want to go to our local Walmart so that the GRT stays here.
That's right. Spend your money here. You can get his books at Walmart or Target,
But they are worth reading, and especially if you're in any sort of leadership or you're wanting to go into a leadership vein. Simon has some interesting perspectives on it and, you know, some pretty bold theories on how you can be a more effective leader. So
yeah, exactly. And the fire department, did you see... they're doing a buddy to boss kind of class, which is another kind of book about being a leader in public safety. And
I did not see that.
I think that's going to be a good course. I think it's like a 2 or 3 day course. I just kind of briefly looked at it. But
well, shout out to Farmington Fire and Chief Dave Burke, who's been a friend of the show for a while. So we have our National Night Out coming up.
We do. October 1st is National Night Out for us. And we celebrate it, typically it's celebrated, I think, in August, but we celebrate it in October because it's too hot in August.
And we have Connie Mack.
Yeah, it interferes with Connie Mack as well. We don't want that to happen. So exhibitor registration is going to be open soon. I'll be posting that probably next week. So it's free to be an exhibitor at National Night Out. We just encourage you to have an activity for the kids. And something fun that's going to bring the community out and together. And
where are we holding it this year?
At Burke Park.
Very good. Now, in the past, we've held it in a couple of different places. I think we were at Brookside, and I think then we were at Boys and Girls Club for a number of years. But I think last year we were at Burke Park. And so that is a good time. In the past, we've done things like a pumpkin patch, and we had pie throwing at the chief, dunk the chief to raise money for charities. We're not doing those things, I don't think, this year.
No, we aren't. We're gonna have a shooting gallery.
A little
duck hunt type thing. It's a blow-up shooting gallery. And so you can come and donate to charity to outshoot the chief.
And the fire chief.
Yeah, and the fire chief.
Dave will be there, too. So, we're going to do less to the chief, and we'll involve the chief in some more.
Exactly.
Which isn't bad. I'm still recovering from the last hair dye thing I did a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we don't... we want to just, let people interact with you and hang out with you and maybe not...
Abuse you. Or dunk me.
Yeah.
So, we've come a long way from the pink hair days, But this sounds like fun, actually. I don't duck hunt, so I'm going to have to start practicing. So I can at least get
dust off that old Nintendo
start. Yeah, deer hunter game, isn't there?
Same sort of deal. We also have another community forum coming up. That'll be September 14th. And the topic for that one, we're doing it in conjunction with the Community Relations Commission with the city. And so the topic for that one's going to be mental health and policing and just kind of in general what resources are available. It's going to be in conjunction with a mental health resource fair that day at Kiwanis Park.
So we'll be there from 1 to 3. And for those of you that came out for our last community forum on immigration, this is another topic that we talked about in the spring as it related to gun control and some of the chatter that was going on nationally. And it's, what are the resources here in San Juan County and how can we do a better job of meeting the needs of a segment of our population that's really underrepresented and doesn't have much of a voice. And when you watch, and I've been watching on the news, the debates about homelessness in Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle lately, all the 10 cities, and mental health and what those people, what resources they have available to them is, I mean, it's a national crisis. And it's also, frankly, it's a national disgrace that this is where we are. I look forward to that forum and hearing from, I think we've got a couple of good guests that we're going to have on there.
I'm really excited about our panel. It's a really good panel.
So check us out on our Facebook page. Nicole's going to be putting out more stuff there. Feel free to follow us on Twitter as well. We put out lots of information on Twitter. And, of course, follow us on the Cop Shop every other week.
Let's
thanks for playing
chatter.
Injured. Yeah. Thanks for shrugging
anytime,
it off
anytime.
For the team. And at the end, I think on behalf of everyone, Nicole joins me in saying, go Packers. See you in a couple of weeks.
.9 FM KSJE Farmington is now listener supported. Keep the programs you love by joining us today at KSJE.com/support. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.